Broker Stock and Business Report now with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, welcome back from your trip to Greece. Now, last week, the Dow was down a little bit after surging to record highs earlier this month. But what did you learn about the European Union and the future of the euro while you were over in your homeland?
Yes, in the homeland, yes. I'm first-generation American, so really USA is the homeland. But, you know, there's that connection, right?
Yeah, the family.
In light of my last name, Panagopoulos. Well, you know, the euro, you know, we basically see what's happening with the euro. It's going to be maybe parity with the dollar. The EU is barely holding on to falling into recession. 30% of the EU countries, Bob, would you believe, are paying a negative interest rate. Now, we're talking about lowering our interest rate by a quarter point. That's pretty much going to happen this week by the Fed. But the southern European countries rely on the euro for the northern European tourists that I saw over there. And, of course, they bring economic stability that it provides.
So why is that?
Countries like Greece don't want to leave the EU. You've seen that Great Britain just have a new prime minister, Boris Johnson, but they're not going to do a Grexit. It's just too lucrative to stay in the euro because of the tourism business. Again, we see direct flights from major European cities, from Frankfurt, Stockholm, also straight to islands like Crete and other destinations. Again, airports, ferries were jam-packed, and most of the tourists were from EU countries because airfares are cheap, and of course, they use the euro as currency.
All right. Now, you also visited there 4 years ago. What has changed since then? Has the Greek financial crisis subsided a bit?
Well, Bob, I'm not definitely running out to buy any Greek stocks. You know, we saw the stock market up. A lot of good things are happening here in the United States. And again, while the crisis has stabilized, it has not subsided. You know, one of the currencies that I like, gold, 4 years ago compared to the dollar, is up $300 since the crisis. And that's up 25% compared to the euro, which is devaluated by more than 30% compared to that yellow stuff. Again, gold has not only maintained its purchasing power, but it's actually gained since the crisis.
All right, so how's the economy improved much?
Well, again, American tourist dollars are going there. And again, if you got American tourist dollars, they're great. Again, unemployment is still around 30%-ish for the youth. Again, we don't see the unemployment as bad. But a lot of the youth are just staying in college because if they stay in college, Bob, college is free. So, you know, maybe we don't want to do college for free because they don't necessarily want to get out there and work. Again, I'm grateful to be here in the United States. You see a lot of foreigners going and working in Greece from the Eastern European countries, but they send most of their salaries back to their home countries.
Okay, now, 4 years ago, there was an election ushering in a new socialist prime minister who just lost re-election on July 7th. What happened? I mean, is Greece waking up a bit here?
Yeah, well, let me pronounce his name for you, Bob. Tsipras.
Okay.
Kind of a hard name to say. Yeah,
sure.
So he's no longer prime minister. The new Democratic Party, the New Democracy, was victorious while I was there on that Sunday. And again, they don't even have to form a coalition government. The new prime minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, another hard Greek word to say. He was a former, his dad was a former prime minister of Konstantin Mitsotakis. Again, you know.
All right, so why didn't socialism work there?
Bob, we know it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But again, you know, less government means more opportunities for Greeks. And, you know, socialism sounds good 4 years ago to the Greeks. The Syriza party, which was Tsipras's party, 4 years ago, they voted Ohi, which is no, to bringing on restrictions. But then the parliament voted to have the restrictions implemented. And again, they cut everybody pension, Bob, by like 50%. So they weren't too happy about that. So they kicked out the government. And again, Bob, like one president who was formally elected here, he said elections have consequences.
No question. What lessons can we learn from the Greeks?
Well, socialism sounds good on paper, but as our cab driver said as she was driving us back to the airport, in Greek she basically told us, you eat from honey from this golden spoon, and again, most of the folks were not thriving under socialism.
All right, Pavlos, how can our listeners reach your team here?
Well, if I remind all of our listeners that Jeffrey Candelario will be having his ABQ Connect this Thursday at St. Clair Winery and Bistro, that's at 901 Rio Grande, just off of Rio Grande and I-40, it'll be from 5 p.m. until 8, so you might want to check that out. And lastly, I want to mention, Security Investment Advisor Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, let me give you our numbers real quick. It's 505-828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. And, Bob, have a great day and try to stay out of the heat.
All right, very good. Pavlos, thank you very much.